Hey, America, how you doing? My name's Johnny Wizard. If you don't know already, I'm coming to destroy the demon Antichrist, your unelected dictator, our Mr. Bush Jr., for committing the crimes against God that he is for sure guilty of. Firstly, 9/11, with his partner General Mahmoud Ahmad, who, according to the FBI, funded the terrorist action in question. The godless enemies of creation, such as George Norrie, who broadcasts across America every weekday for 5 hours, 6 hours, refuses to inform the American soldier that the Iraqi people have got nothing to do with 9/11. It's back here, where you've left your undefended grandmother having her pensions thieved for the neocon God betrayers. Well, the head of their demon cult group, Mr. Bush Jr., he's the guy who put together 9/11 with the general. You know, where are you? As a disciple of the Antichrist, they have nothing in their minds. There's no honor to defend because they have no soul. I'm looking at the military channel here. The Marines on the Magic TV don't say they support torturing women and children. Don't say they support indiscriminately bombing cities for no better good or reason understood but to ensure more Marines will die in that process. Right? Godless. If they had a love for God, they would love their fellow Marine. They'd go, hey, buddy, I don't want to see you die needlessly for nothing. Only so Bush can make some extra dollars on these, you know, on these big bombs that cost so much cash. Why are we participating in bombing this city when we know some of us are going to be sacrificed as a result? If we have no reason to bomb these cities, then we're for sure the bad guys who are too cowardly to stand up in defense of God's America. Of the America where freedom is cherished as worthy protections. Torturing innocent people to death is a crime against America. I don't care what special law McCain put in as an addendum to his bullshit, where he says, oh yeah, well they can torture people still though now, for sure, we'll make it legitimate. If they thought it was okay. Did you guys see this? It's not made the news, and it's, but in this case, it's not necessarily conspiracy. This is so unbelievably evil. If he's consciously aware of what he's done, Mr. McCain, John McCain there, and his anti-torture measures, because that was already against the law. He pushes this in, reaffirms this position. There was that little altercation of discussion about whether it's okay to be cruel to innocent people. Like this, the soldiers, some of the commanders, who I would kill if I was an American Patriot warrior and I had my machine gun in hand like those in Oregon did, who said that they wanted to kill the Bushite, but they had second thoughts. You know, but if I had a fucking commander who would order such criminality against innocent people deliberately, like they do it on purpose, I would kill that commander fucking dead. You know, you want to torture people, fuck, American Marines will kill you for that. You know, you want to run child sex rings out of Dynacorp? No, I'm sorry. American Marines are going to kill you for that. You know, you want to feed our fellow Marines radioactive toxic waste while telling them it's truly harmless and you can eat it by the poundful? The American Marines will kill you for that. You want to deny a person an opportunity to face their accuser in a court of law? You want to convict people without any evidence, but for what you can get them to say as you torture them? American Marines will for sure kill you for that. We cannot accept this. You know, in the McCain, there's an amendment added to McCain from Graham and another fellow, and they're talking about torturing innocent Americans without access to lawyers or judges, torturing you until you say, yeah, you work for Bin Laden, yeah, okay, and then that's it, you're guilty. That's the new thing John McCain snuck in. You've got to remember, Vietnam's already been fully disclosed. It was all a charade to kill Americans so the arms manufacturers could make a killing. That's what it was. All the truth is out now. The people you were fighting were those who wanted to be liberated from tyranny. All they wanted to do is be able to make their own political decisions in the country that they're residing in, not France. The guy even sends a letter to America. He says, look, you got to be able to sympathize with us. We're doing exactly what America fought for, to make yourselves independent. Why can't we govern ourselves? And this is the people they ward. And it turns out now, you know, it's been disclosed, the whole thing was made up from the get-go. They did it just to kill Americans, just because they could steal all this undefended wealth. Because American children are presently, mindlessly, participating still in the indiscriminate murder of populated cities. They're still bombing places. For what? They give no reason. Again, it's not every Marine, but you'd have to kill Sattler. Sattler orders soldiers to indiscriminately murder good, honorable people for nothing. That's a war crime. Sattler must be executed for that. If you do not, as a Marine, stand up to defend the American flag and let Sattler continue on with his irrational murder, mass murder campaigns, of which, in exchange, you go in to placate. Remember, soldier, you die in this situation. This is real war here. You know, that's a big problem, I know. They're children. I watched the Marines on the Magic TV. These are children with very weak developmental skills as they sit acting like at least 10-year-olds. They're just children. They don't know nothing. They're terrified of the big world and think Bin Laden played some part in 9/11. Because why? George Norrie, again, an enemy of American people, will sell you instead a bullshit lie that he actually does care for you, because that's all he's got to say. He's just got to tell you, oh, we love you, Marines. Oh, yeah, we love you. That's all. There's nothing there. But there, in expressions of love, he would be truly concerned about you sacrificing your life for no better good. Got to have a purpose for what the fuck you're doing there. You want to free Iraq? You want to return all the stolen money. We want to ensure safe, clean drinking water. The IMF, they don't get no rights to dictate any economic policy specifically as it pertains to the buying and selling of oil products, which they've stated, oh, we gave you $685 million. This is what the IMF gave these Bushite enemy forces. And they said, well, we have these Bushite enemy forces willing to take this money from us, so now you have no choice as an Iraqi citizen to decide what economic policy you're going to live with as. And guess what they say? They say, well, the price of gasoline for Iraqis is going to go up like 5-10-fold. Well, it's already more than 10 times the amount of what they were paying for it previous to the IMF walking in like this as they're trying. You know? And the argument they give, they say, the Iraqi people can't be allowed to subsidize their oil industry. And that's not what's going on there. If you're a gardener and you have some tasty vegetables in your garden of which you're interested in picking, the IMF can't reach over and say, hey, wait, the price of vegetables costs more at the grocery store. You're going to have to pay who? The IMF? Money for what? You know, do not let them do this. These are crimes against God. Now, we know the American intellect, as it pertains to the leadership core of American military affairs, there's nobody there with the mind to handle this kind of communication technology. They don't have the skills. And that's why the constitutions of every legitimate democracy claim the military works for the people. You know, you're not a slave to work for a military dictator. You know, now Bush is saying he doesn't even want to be accountable for any more decisions now. But the war is going to continue on. And a Sattler is going to escape arrest, who orders the indiscriminate murder of innocent people to sacrifice again soldiers in that process, cause and effect. If you loved your soldier, brother or sister, you'd say, hey, Sattler, you're not going to fucking send us to our doom anymore with your fucking lies. See, Sattler lied to the soldiers, the Marines especially, when it came to Fallujah. He told all soldiers, he said, listen, we're going to liberate the city. We're going to go after Zakari, he told the soldiers. It turned out he had no evidence. He lied to the face of soldiers who are now fucking dead, some of them. A good fucking chunk of the military power has been consumed through fighting that needless conflict that didn't have to happen, but for Sattler's contempt for the soldier he needed to lie to. So you had the city surrounded by these soldiers who thought they were going to do something good. Then he started indiscriminately killing everybody. Ordered Bushite enemy grunts to indiscriminately shoot people in the streets as insurgents. He said they all were. All the children and women and the elderly who were turned back, who decided not to leave, or perhaps tried to, and were shot dead later on down the road, as so been alleged, filmed even, that they even murdered those they knew were only the elderly, those they knew were only children. Those they knew who were only women. All of them unarmed and defenseless. Because they say, Johnny can't come down and kill George Bush himself single-handedly. Who's going to stand up in defense of America when you have this wizard? I have no intention of overthrowing a political situation that's fucking shit as it is. You're getting 2% on your Social Security. It's a scam, man. It's a trust fund. 2%. Hundreds of billion. Bush has taken $700 billion out of the Social Security fund himself already. $700 billion. It's a trust fund. 2%. These are criminals. They're fucking you over. Whose interest are they managing those funds, if I ask you to think? You say you want to sell your vision of freedom to the Iraqi people when they had in place public education, free education for anyone who wants it, and gave them the title of most PhDs per capita on the face of the planet. The Iraqi people, under the leadership of the Ba'ath government, figured out scientifically with reason and understanding, a public health care system makes better sense. You're getting the best service you can with the dollars allotted. That's correct. That's good thinking. That's freedom. That's the wheel. That is progress. Bushite enemy forces say no. They can't compete. They have no skills, and they have no strength. So what do? They bomb innocent people, women and children, advocate the torture of members of your family, all wagering that you, my friend, will not become a patriot, devoting your life to freeing the innocent. So, what's the plan? Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at the TV. We need coverage here. CNN's doing wall-to-wall 24-hour coverage of the miners. The announcement of their deaths occurred right after we heard that there were these two needless slaughters of Iraqi families. Again, crimes against God that CNN forbade Americans to learn of. But to the miners, there was an interview that ran about 60 seconds. It was just a commentary from one of the miners' wives. And she had said that the place had had regular cave-ins. And week to week, they'd get calls on whether they shouldn't come in this time, this run-through, because it caved in once again. And take a gamble. Maybe you won't die next time as a consequence, and it'll just be your brother or, you know, or your neighbor, whatever. Because that's how CNN is leaving it. They won't air those last 30 seconds of her commentary. And instead they quoted somebody at the church saying, what has God ever done for us, when they learned that they weren't alive? No, they were dead. So, interesting, eh? Like, from my perspective, there's a couple of things I'd want to question. I'd want to know, were there attempts made by these miners to contact federal authorities, let's say, to file formal complaints regarding the condition of this mine. And, you know, if we're looking, not that this, I'm alleging this is taking place, but this is, you just automatically consider these things. You would briefly consider whether those that died were by chance the same individuals, because you already have that suggestion through the commentary of the wife. But CNN hasn't given you any of that stuff. Instead, they've just told you about this one fellow who's unfortunately, but fortunately, survived, and he's in a critical, semi-critical condition. I don't know what our status is now. But all these people have been murdered. The soldiers were slaughtered, right? You had 11 American soldiers killed. I don't know the background to those yet, so we'll see. But that I didn't see that on CNN. Who cares, fuck? The IMF is taking control of their buying and selling of gasoline for private interests that don't even live in Iraq. And you, as an American, are going to continue to buy? You know, it's all the same thing. It's all premised on this. Well, they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to bring a state of freedom. Well, they're thieving all the Iraqi assets. So you wouldn't do that then. Don't lie to us, CNN. Because I'm not buying your lies, and I know a good percentage of other people aren't either, but there are, I know. It's unfortunate. Those weak some, who are usually children that they'll put on TV. You know, these Marines who, as a requirement to go through the military indoctrination, cannon fodders are forcibly told that they must inhale to graduate. If you want to graduate, you're forced to inhale poisonous gases. I've seen that on the military channel. These are children with the intellects of 10 or 12 year olds. They're the slower kids from school that we all know of. Not the special ed class. Well, depending on your school, I guess, whatever. Sometimes the special ed class would contain, like, the true unbelievable genius guys that just don't fit in because they're quirky in their own particular way. Not a spot, generally speaking, for those who are just particularly skilled in one direction above all others. But when it comes to finding a way to feed myself, I'm at a loss because it's hard for me to secure employment now, boy. My film career is almost dried up completely. I was in all kinds of major movies. I was planning a big spectacular. All my movies were going to come out at the same time, and everybody's going to go, who's that guy? But it fell through. I canceled a bunch of my movies. I knew it was going to happen, I guess. Or somebody paid off somebody. But boy, you guys would have been impressed. Well, I guess it might have been too bright. I'm already fucking everywhere as it is. Anyway, but... Anyway, how you doing? Not too bad? Yeah, it's hard, you know, yeah, it's hard to try to speak just directly to all people because I have to always keep in consideration, you know, the people who are, you know, what I refer to as Bushite. It's, from my, you know, my opinion or whatever, I think it's like a mental disease, you know. It's like, you know, it's interesting how so much of the path to truth can sort of, it's sort of like, it kind of fits into these grooves of mythical dimension. But it's interesting because I've considered, and I know it's not always to be the case, but I've considered that there are forms of mental illness. And I can see that there's, in some cases anyway, just that they're having an inability to deal effectively with overstimulation. Like, there's so much going on, I got to shut myself off from all the noise and congestion. And then sometimes there's the delusionals too. Or, you know, those that affected by their fears of so much information, through almost, you could say it's powers of suggestion, induce an inability to rationally cope. And I can sense that through the power of words, I would be able to cure them. I would be able to cure them if I could help them, you know, if I walked through. I think it would be each individual case, but I think we could develop structures of defense for those who suffer from some different forms of mental instability. Because even when you know you don't know nothing, you know, and as crazy as that sounds, it's so weird, you know, because nothing's absolute, so everything's partial, and there's deception is ever present. There's quantum effect, like uncertainty is ever present, you know, and if and nothing is separate from existence itself, which is the universe, you know. When you get to sort of consider some of those things, you can begin to realize you are the stars in the sky. And like, you're going, well, they're so distant, they're so far. Yeah, it's really cute metaphorical in the way you describe. But yeah, no, I'm saying you are this universe. That's the gift that God gives you. God wants you to realize this universe is yours. And the design of God's creation is that your liberty is paramount. Okay, now we have to find a way between us all as beings who are of only one God to realize together all at once, maybe make it look a little bit staged, but all at once to conclude we are committed to freedom. We do not want to persecute people without any evidence. And we will always stand against those who suggest torture is ever right. The teaching of the Quran, you know, the fundamental teaching of the Quran is that it's all God's word. There's no break in between scriptures as we have with the Holy Bible. And that's what God tries to convey to you in that sense, is that it's that's how big it is. Now, you make your, when you read it yourself, you're making that its definitions and you're drawing its conclusions. You yourself are. Now, God's, all that God says. So you can take one thing out of context and say, well, this is what God is. Not, well, you're still missing the point. But my point in relationship to the Quran is that these arguments take moments of time to consider. So to tell you that it is against all rational thinking to torture innocent people to death for your satanic, sadomasochistic pleasure is truly wrong because you're not making any sense. You're torturing somebody because why? What are they going to give you? Are they going to tell you that Bush did 9/11 with his partner General Ahmad back in New York City, you dumb fuck? Are they going to tell you that, well, if you know where the bomb is, how did you figure that out? You know, the hypothesis that they draw as a reason to torture innocent women and children. They say, oh, yeah, no, well, look, I got an excuse. You know, Bushite are the fucking enemy. They're torturing innocent people who they state they want to get information out of about how a public banking system makes better sense because that way the profits go into the pockets of the depositor. We're dealing with the nature of consciousness. We're dealing with the power of suggestion, what it is to be a part of a cult. Okay? Now, it's because there's no absolute, we're all affected by suggestion. This is why it's important to instead put your faith in the Constitution of America, the Magna Carta, the Code of Hammurabi, the reasoning behind a rule of law, like why do we have laws again? What is the reason for that? Like, but those are quests that require effort. And under American corporate mind control, any effort that you can save yourself doing is a benefit somehow. It's figured. You know, what kind of cash reward are you going to get by understanding the first law of the Code of Hammurabi? Like, what benefit do you get from that? You know? And intellect is so very despised within the corporate mindset. You know, it's a chauvinistic, know-about-nothing mentality. And you suffer because of that. Because under Art Bell's guidance, you know, he'll forbid any open, honest discourse with the reason why American families are actually sacrificing some of their children for. He doesn't want you to, you know, he doesn't want you to pay too much attention to that reasoning. Like, why are you doing that? Oh, no, we're going to do a show on something else instead. You know, and he'll ensure nobody gets to say General Ahmad, Bush's business partner, funded 9/11's mastermind ringleader, Muhammad Atta. He knows that that is, in fact, the case. But he wants to ensure that American families, and particularly our youths, are not taken in the wrong direction when it comes to exploiting their weaknesses as essentially slaves, because they're so prone to suggestion. You know, he doesn't want them to be awakened by what the nature of the American Constitution, what the American Constitution represents, the rights of each individual to be treated as an equal under a rule of law, to protect ourselves, to protect our freedoms and democracy. And that, of course, is what corporate professionalism in our media news marketplace forbids. They forbid us to publicly acknowledge things that are so politically irrespective of our biases. You know, we want to persecute only the guilty, not the innocent. Sorry, Bushite. What is it that you're paying the government for with your wages? Again, is it to subsidize corporations to move out of the country and compete with the remaining Americans in America with slave labor conditions? You know, Bush calls that free market enterprise. Now, when you hear me speak it, you can tell there's some intellect there. It requires a bit of concentration. You got to think a little bit. And that's what Bush counts on, and Art Bell too, a chauvinistic mentality where you can pretend you're smarter than me by not learning from myself instead. You know, I learn from everybody. I'm not a, you know, that's the nature of what it is to be alive. You know, there are things that we're idiots on. Nobody can be an expert at all things. It's impossible. But you know, if I'm interested in genetics, you know where I'm going to go? A geneticist, perhaps a geneticist who's been in their field of study for 25 years and is able to put together a book that I can read in a day or two, 3 days a week, whatever, and I can be exposed to the experience and the insights that they have in such a short period of time. So there's geniuses everywhere we go. A geneticist starts talking to you about horizontal gene transfer, and nobody's got a clue. It's like crucially important for people to understand what's going on in relationship to Monsanto and their Frankenstein foods. Like, you're cross-kingdoming genes. You can't do that. That's never going to happen in nature, ever. That's not how what nature is. But the Bushite will likely get on an Art Bell-type show, you know, and say, you know, we got the whole thing figured out now. The genome, well, from A to B, or to C, to the end. We know it all. There's no more need to study. We got it all figured out. And it's a totally natural process. We're just improving upon God here. You know, God's got it a little slow. He's not too fucking bright, eh? So, you know, we got the whole genome figured out, and we're going to make some improvements now. You're going to have to pay Monsanto.
Like, the wicked evil of what Monsanto is. Like, what is it? What is it about our inabilities to communicate?
Tell you what those inabilities are. You know, it's CBC and CNN. They purposefully, this is no accident, my friend. It's a part of what I bring as a son of man. Hopefully you can handle it without getting too crazy. But listen, they do it with malicious intent to harm your family, CBC and CNN does. When, for example, Bush says the reason he started the conflict was because, you know, Saddam Hussein wouldn't let the inspectors in. Because there is no actual reason. No matter what he says, it's going to be a lie. You know, and that's the sort of, it's a strange thing. You know, no cause is separate from existence. Everything's a cause and effect relationship. So every action they take is a detriment to what they state is their goal. So it's, again, nature of evil personified. And the only way to steal from God is to have commanders lie right to the face of soldier troops, soldier grunts, and they try to instill in the grunt that lying's what it is to be in the American military. You gotta lie to yourself, you gotta lie to your father, your mother, you gotta lie to your brother, you gotta lie to your neighbor. You can't be an honorable man in the American military no longer, because they've tossed out the teachings of, you know, the Marines Handbook on leadership.
You don't want a dishonest leader just saying, no, we'll just bullshit all the time. We can lie back to the folks at home. They're stupid. We'll tell them less of us have actually died and there's fewer in the hospitals, as the Pentagon was recently caught doing. This should outrage soldiers. You know how, the Pentagon does. So not only did Bush start this needless war to steal literally hundreds of billions of dollars from America and from Iraq also, with his neocon God-haters and these uncompetitively bidded for contracts, and of course, in the case of Halliburton, the money's just an outright theft. They're not even doing anything with it. You know, they're taking charitable money, humanitarian aid, taking money out of Iraqi coffers. They're taking money out of Iraq and paying themselves with it. And going, well, we can't understand why we have to try to keep paying millions and millions of dollars to repair all these buildings that keep getting blown up. You know, while at the same time forbidding, you know, clean water from being shipped in by the, you know, by the tanker full. You know, the Camp Negroponte forbids money that was allocated for water expenses to be spent on water expenses. Him and Armitage, you got a deal going. See, because Negroponte needs the best of everything in Saddam's old palace that he calls his new digs. And he's going to deny the people of Iraq water to prevent diseases and the deaths of our loved ones. And again, with money that they're stealing from the Iraqi people, they won't even give them their own money so they can purchase drinking water for themselves. And not only that, but, you know, Alawi has forbidden people from Fallujah to receive health care. This is no hospital in Iraq can take any injured child or woman from Fallujah. Is that not pure Bushitism at its very worst? How does he represent the living bodies of any of us, including himself, which he should be dead by now? Isn't there somebody around Alawi that can shoot him dead where he stands as a traitor and enemy to us all? And putting also American lives in jeopardy, portraying them as they truly are on the world stage, thieves, number one, you know, enemies of freedom, number two, the lie directly to our faces, and yet, you know, like they steal, like some of the soldiers, they brag about all the money they steal out of the pockets of these people, eh? Or people have talked about this anyway. Can you imagine coming back as a soldier to America, to Johnny's America, and bragging to your neighbor or your brother about all the stuff you stole from these innocent families you murdered? You know? What are you doing there? You know, and these are the lies. They say, oh no, we're here to help instill a democracy so they can eventually form laws that outlaw torture and then they'll arrest ourselves. You know? When are the American men in America gonna demand that their sons and daughters in Iraq start acting American? You know, we have to engage in this world and protect the innocent which is of ourselves. Anyway, okay, so back on track here. So, Bush's non-rational reason that's complete fantasy on why he needed to start this conflict to begin with was because Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. And they leave that unchallenged. They'll forbid the family members of soldiers addressing those issues publicly. Instead, they'll spew them through our living rooms. CBC Radio, these people are monsters, man. Monsters. You know, they'll forbid anybody from speaking those truths. They'll forbid anybody from speaking on behalf of the FBI regarding Bush's business partner funding 9/11's mastermind ringleader. So you can see the Bushite wants to kill Bushite too. They'll sacrifice these teens. So, that's the situation that we have. Bush will sacrifice American youths under the banner of mindless Bushite, coward and slave. All the innocent people of our planet, nearing 7 billion people, look at the Bushite as our enemy. They target primarily only the innocent to steal from. You know, and the thing that keeps us in confusion is the Bushite
will lie. But I mean, they'll take the lies to murder ourselves, sacrificing mindless bush bitches in that process. Right? Like Sattler. He says, oh yeah, they're a law-abiding military, and they've just liberated Fallujah by murdering over 200,000 innocent people of that city. Like, yeah, oh yeah, wink, wink. No, die, die. You know, this is what all people around the world see. You know, who's Sattler lying to? My time. But anyway, the thing about Sattler lying to these soldiers, they're weak that way. They knew they threw grenades into houses. They dropped 2,000-pound bombs on residential communities. They tell us they drop landmines and shoot people indiscriminately in the street. Or the murder of people between 15 and 50. But, like, as people who follow my writing, and I totally encourage people to do so, it's a trip for me, too. I enjoy it myself. You know, years and years and years of detailed, in-depth news coverage you don't get anywhere else, man. And that's a fact. But, listen, as I told you in my writing, you know, Reuters and Al Jazeera, then along with all our television news crews, told us, you know, there's only 175 families in Fallujah. Okay, now it comes out, it's from an office at the UN, the migration group. They're experts at migration. Well, then they're not experts at counting people's heads, are they? Oh, but I guess they are. The report says there's 210,600 people that left the city. Oh, okay, well, just like we had before, how did you figure that? Oh, well, we can't go anywhere. We can't count anybody. The Nazi troops murder innocent people, so, you know, and we're forbidden to go in most of the city. It's flattened from what everybody tells us and from where we've been. But no, there's 210,600 people left, and we find out that's more than 35,000 families, so that's divided by six people per family. 15,000, they say, are in refugee camps. Families, 90,000 people, where, buddy? Hey, we want that evidence right now. You know, what they're doing is they're covering up the crimes of the demon Antichrist. These are crimes against God. These are crimes against the innocent. These are crimes against you. You know, these people have been irrationally murdered. And who have they been murdered by? Parts of the embodiment of evil personified. Right? There is no merit to their conduct. But an ultimate hope or absolute truth that some real man's going to kill him, hopefully. You know, if you're living in China and you've seen a Bushite, the Bushite's going to murder your family and steal your money. You're going to kill it. Any country. You know, this isn't a crime against the Muslims. This is a crime against humanity. This is a crime against every single one of us. You know, there was no need to bomb Fallujah. What did you want to do? They had no evidence, nothing to substantiate their public position. They came out at us as idiots. You know, again, they lie to themselves. They pretend they know what they're talking about. It's always after the fact. Well, they find a torture chamber, they say, or something like this. Oh, are you against torture? Well, good, because let's fucking hunt these bastards down. You know, somebody has just made a claim that those who Bush has tortured, if under torture they confess that, they were working with Bin Laden, like we have records of already, you know, families have nothing to do with Bin Laden, but you're being tortured, so you say, yeah. But because they can get somebody to say that while being tortured, therefore Bush can incarcerate them forever for their lives. And that's going to be the new law in America, under Patriot Act 2, that's already passed. And you're sitting there going, yeah, well, you know, you're going, so what? Like Americans do. They don't care about themselves or their brothers, as long as they can make it through themselves. Right? So Bush has got them turned against the interests of protecting the rights of their neighbor, and their neighbor thinks the same of themselves. You know, and this is where Bush comes in and kills them both. Kills them all. Let's God sort them out. Well, I've sorted them out now. Okay? We need a rule of law. Look at the effects of these soldiers. Who would think that you could get a military force to commit such heinous crimes against our beings? How do they live with themselves and their wicked, evil lies? Who are they lying to, I ask? Are they lying to you, the listener? You know, CBC sells their lies, but who's buying? You know, peace comes through justice. And that's what freedom's all about. Bushites go, yeah, yeah, yeah. We can torture innocent people. to death, maybe, and we'll be freedom fighters. Because the Bushite has no commitment to true freedom. Because it takes a brave, courageous man, a true patriot, to hold those virtues as his own. So you get a warring faction of cowards and betrayers, of course, to the American flag. That is what truly a Bushite is, and we all know it to be the case. Who is the Bushite, I ask? These are not men. They take command from Saudi Wahhabists. This is who's commanding the 3rd Infantry, Buford Blunt. He's a Saudi Wahhabist. They go, yeah, so? We like persecuting the Christians. You know, and they call themselves a Christian military. Yeah, you know, or some of them do. I mean, again, the pure Nazi evil. No commitment to protecting your family. No commitment to their station, their brother, the flag. Nothing there. And yet they go, oh, no, look, I'm wearing a cross. You know, Oprah Winfrey, she's wearing a cross too. Big diamond cross. Tells us just prior to the war, something like 60% of women in the military are routinely raped, you know, by these Bushite Nazi savages, and the Pentagon doesn't want to arrest any of them. So it was a pretty awesome show. And then only, you know, a couple days later, she told us about how proud she was of all these soldiers indiscriminately murdering all these good, honorable people. But because she didn't mention that, I guess it's not really a concern for women's rights around the world. Anyway, so Reuters is now still, as other news organizations have taken up the line, that, there's 15,000 families comprised of 90,000 individuals in refugee camps that we know of. I want to see, where are these 90,000 people? The only photographs I've seen of refugee camps outside Fallujah are those that account for those people. I can't see more than 100 people here, man. Where are you getting even your 15,000 from? No American soldiers' families or Canadian soldiers' families are allowed to address the health concerns of radioactive depleted uranium that contains plutonium. You know, it's microsized to an oxidized dust particle smaller than a tenth of a micron, so on and so on. It fucking kills people, lights the wind, goes all over. They don't want you to know that. They sell this idea that anybody can phone and offer a comment. CBC, for example, who contribute to this advertising post they put in every news broadcast. Oh, anybody can, you got some comments on the show? They won't allow any truths to be spoken regarding Afghanistan, regarding Iraq, regarding the funds, Halliburton, and so on and so forth. They don't have to have an increase in work scheduling, do they, if they keep us all silently dying, needlessly. Needlessly, but for to sacrifice ourselves as victim to the criminal dictates of the demon Antichrist. We have this assumption and faith in our system that if people heard the right stories and knew the facts for themselves, they'd make those same right decisions. So we plead out the information. But we know, you know, the people at Monsanto, they don't want to go to prison, right? So they're going to play it like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. Always. And that, of course, gives the Bushites at CNN and CBC their implausible deniability, where they can say they're remaining neutral by not providing us the facts to allow us to decide for ourselves. Because otherwise, we wouldn't kill ourselves to profit the Bush mob cabal of God-haters, who victimize innocent Christians for no other reason but to profit off our suffering. You know, aspartame, it breaks down to methanol and formaldehyde and, I don't know, methanol though, you know, it's a poison. Yeah, no, well, it depends, it's a methanol, it's a poison. Well, you know, but it's a poison. You know, what are you doing?
Yeah, but it tastes just like sugar.
Well, no, it doesn't. And what's wrong with sugar again? What is the problem here? People want to think they're fat in America because of your sugar? What we need is some more energy, man. No, I don't advise giving young children a bunch of sugar, but, you know, people, we need, there's something wrong. Everybody's asleep. I know I'm a genius, okay, we can admit that much, okay, but I'm not, you know, that much different from you, buddy. You know, anyway, this horizontal transfer is bad news, but look,
We've got to deal with this war situation. Bush, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice committed 9/11. Okay, there's no doubt with that. Art Bell, he's not going to let you know, is this General Mad angle. He's not. Art Bell's certainly not going to let you know. He's not going to let anybody speak on his program, his American program, that Bush had a plan 2 days prior to 9/11 at the White House, top secret presidential directive documents, outlining their war strategy to gain access into Afghanistan, and in a guaranteed plan. Doesn't want you to know that. He goes, yeah, it hurts too much to think that far, and we're going to make Art Bell look stupid. Like he doesn't know what's going on. Is it that complicated? The plan holds no evidence for any crime that Bin Laden had done prior to 9/11. Nothing. Not a thread of anything. And that's part of their strategy. They don't put together some of the evidence from, you know, the coal bombing or, you know, any of these other crimes he was so-called named perpetrator of. You know, they don't have nothing there. And they know if they offer not a thread of evidence to the Taliban under their Muslim fundamentalism, if there's not any threads of evidence, then you know that person is innocent and is of the holy attributes we call to the good forces of jihad. They would know that that is who you defend. A person who's accused of something with no evidence. Now, they could have brought a hair fiber that connected Bin Laden to the coal bombing, and they would have had him because they knew that this was the tenets of fundamentalism. But they don't want anything. They want no evidence to give against the accused as a guarantee to ensure the invasion of Afghanistan for Enron. Pension thievers, Enron. Now, they're preparing this plan, who knows how far back. It could be about a year previous they're working on this invasion plan. Right? All top secret. Laden, you know, Al-Qaeda, it's not in the news. Bush has no concern in the world. In fact, he's closing off. Anybody who's working with the Ladens, anybody who's involved with Al-Qaeda, close that department down, shut, you know, whatever. There's several issues that have yet to be addressed in the conduct of his of what he was doing prior to 9/11. After receiving the warnings that there's practically an imminent attack, like one of the last warnings, I think it was the August 14th memo, was it? August 12th memo. You know, they're casing buildings. They're looking at the World Trade Center towers. This could be a flying planes into buildings issue. It's very serious, and we have to deal with this immediately. But guess what? Guess what? Bush is on vacation, he's got this message, so what, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't say imminent, spelled out directly in big block letters. So, you know, he's on vacation, top secret legal.
Top secret legal, he doesn't want anybody to know, you know. This is top secret stuff, you can't let anybody know this, because he's working on his guaranteed invasion plan. You know, he's going to get in there for Enron's interest because, you know, they're facing their imminent bankruptcy. And it's all criminal impropriety stuff, man. They're ripping everybody off in America. American senior citizens are getting rooked by crooks over and over and over again. And all California's paying due. Boy, we got to save Enron. If we can generate a situation where they could sign contracts for a liquefied natural gas pipeline, they could bring in new investments and cover up these fraudulent numbers that are floating in the stock market that they can't get rid of normally. Boy, I wish they'd thought this through a little further. You know, they're panicking. Enron was panicking prior to 9/11 taking place. Ken Lay was running around the world. He's threatening the government of India. Because remember, they were ripping off American soldiers' families. They're ripping off your brothers, your sisters, our friends, you know, like now Bush is also doing to these people in Iraq. We should be strong enough as a people to point our fingers at that demon Antichrist, our Mr. Bush Jr., and condemn him to the hell that he deserves to go to alone. You know, Bush demands now, since 9/11... no evidence be made on his allegations against those he will term to be criminals, terrorists, insurgents. That's bad news for America, my friend. You can't let Art Bell's kind of state tell you that it's not important, and so what? Let's talk about Area 51. You know, but he never talks about Area 51. You know, Area 51 is used to criminally burn toxic waste. You see, under American federal law, you can't take toxic waste into the open and just incinerate it. So what they do is they truck this radioactive, likely in some cases, I don't know all the details, but we do know for certain it is what is registered as toxic waste that wouldn't be able to be destroyed in any other process. So to save a bunch of money with the friends of the Bush regime and their ilk, they'll let their friends in there and take out their toxic waste and burn it there. 60 Minutes did a show on this. You know, all these people are all dying. They're all dying of all these heinously evil cancers. The people who work at Area 51, they sign these government disclosure contracts, you know, and essentially they're made to feel that their lives will be threatened if they dare speak out for themselves as true patriots, concerned for the lives of their community. You know, but in exchange, you get a whole bunch of money, though. You know, they get paid a whole bunch of money to criminally burn this toxic waste at the detriment to their very own loved ones. But alas, you know, what conviction does a Bushite have for the protection of America, the innocent, as their own brothers and neighbors? And again, the corporate mentality is preaching that that's the way you should go. Like with Enron in California, you had Phil Graham. We'll think about this from Phil Graham's perspective, okay? Enron comes to Phil Graham and says, listen, we're going to give you $100,000, okay? All you got to do is let us screw over these Californians. We're going to maybe double their rates, quadruple their rates, as much as, that's as high as it went, actually. So, and look at it from Phil Graham's perspective. You know, if he doesn't take the $100,000, he's going to be out, man. He wants to, you know, you got to take advantage of the system, man. America. Take America for all you can. You're a wise, prudent business investor. If you look for the way to maximize your financial profits at the exploitation of others, criminally so, right? Because that's why we have these laws. You know, some laws stand strong for really, really good reasons. Like, really, really good reasons. And God, you know, like, I don't know, man. It's hard to talk about, really, you know, specifically. Because in some ways, you know, or you can know that, you know, well, I don't want to get into it. The philosophy, I confuse too many people. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. All this. I'm sitting here alone going, I'm just talking to myself again. Anyway. We can succeed at this justice idea. It's been around for a long time, and it's surprising at how powerful it is truly when it's actually understood, you know, to be, you know, an indivisible property of our being also. Like, it's an important thing, staying on the path of light and truth to better ourselves. You know, we come up with the wheel. Wow. The wheel. But with, you know, with America and Iraq right now, you know, they go into the houses, it's reported now that, you know, when they went in, they throw grenades into the homes before they entered, you know, make sure all the innocent people were murdered, you know, their lives denied. But that's the real thing. It's so important to realize the crimes that they're committing are so easily replaced by joy and happiness that we can find for ourselves if we seek out those entitlements. But if we fail to recognize the victimization of those we know to be innocent, you know, Bush is stolen all this Iraqi money. Like, this oil for food thing he's going on about now, it's just another madness.
It's just crazy, right? Like, if anybody's familiar with the situation there, Kofi Annan's got nothing to do with it. It's a 661 committee. They're responsible for the contracts. That's what they were put in place to do. They paid themselves $1.5 billion for that job. That's what they paid themselves as a 661 committee, America and Britain. Not one of the 35,000 contracts that they put out was held back indefinitely. Everything was approved. They never disapproved of anything. And those are the guys who were running those contracts. You know, the UN was taking a cut, some outrageous 30%, something like that. Kuwait, or maybe it was 20%, and Kuwait was taking 30%. Yeah, that's what the oil food program was doing. Those are some of what Bush is now saying he wants to get to the bottom of. He says he wants, accounting needs to be done, and that's where the accounting is. Now, Bush, when he spouted those, you know, those demon lies that he always does, you know, he's assuming that CBC and CNN, like always, they're not going to get into any details with anybody. They don't want to let you know, where this money actually went or compare it to the situation in Iraq. The oil for food program doubled the amount of calorie intake on a per capita basis for Iraq, but people were surviving on 50 cents per day. So 50 cents a day. So, you know, you do some multiplication there. That's 12.5 million a day. 12.5 million, if you times that by 10, that'd be 125. And times it by 100, that would be 1.25, was what was being spent by Iraqis for Iraqis to keep them where they were prior to the conflict beginning. Okay? And they spent over $60 billion with the Oil for Food program money. Okay? That's the problem. Okay? We got to find out where all that money went. You know, the Bushites, Art Bell and that, especially Art Bell, you know, he's not going to want you to deal with that because you're going to look stupid if you know nothing about mathematics at all. In any of the southern states, and you hear a mathematical genius like Johnny Wizard speaking publicly on the radio broadcast live, you're going to think you're an idiot. And like you got a lot of things to learn. And that struggle ultimately will bring about not only a better person, but a better world too. I mean, we can't forget these basic principles of freedom where evidence is crucial to determine who is good or evil, right? Who will be imprisoned or set free. Bush has taken that away, and he's done it like, oh, well, whatever, don't, no question, shut up, don't think so far. You know, that's a fundamental mistake, okay? That's the Dark Ages. When you start saying, well, we don't need no evidence, and we've got, oh, but we've really demonized them really well, so therefore they must be guilty. We could never publicly admit to the corporate willfulness to demonize the innocent. We could never face that reality if it should ever happen. So since we've taken such a demonic position against the innocent, we'll never change our minds because the will of America isn't strong enough. There isn't a king of the universe guy who created everything. But you know, that's where we are. You know, there's a lot of benefits that could come to just basically understanding some these simple tenets of evidence. You know, because if we did and we had open communications, you know, so many lives would have been saved. All these sacrifices of hundreds of thousands of innocent people now murdered wouldn't have had to take place, you know. There's no evidence against Bin Laden, so whatever. Even if Bin Laden, you know, fuck, I don't even want to go there. Arrest General Ahmad firstly. Mr. Myers has got to go, okay? The Iraq War, okay, there's no justification. You have no reason for being in there, right? You had complete unrestricted access prior to the conflict beginning. The only thing that can be done through this military criminal enterprise is to thieve. That's the only so-called benefit that comes to the Bush mob by indiscriminately bombing the country. And in Samarra and in Fallujah, these military commanders who take positions against justice will just openly lie to the troops right to their faces. You know, Sattler, he says, we've liberated Fallujah. It's been flattened, and they've used, they admit, of course, now the Pentagon does, weapons of mass destruction. A napalm-type gas, but no, it's more heinous even. You know, and it just kills everybody it touches as it floats through the air. You know, they told us already that people between 15 and 50 are insurgents, the terrorists. It's a breakdown of reason. It's, you know, I'll think of all those people in that situation as God. And these, the Bushite Nazi grunts, their positions are completely irrational. They're making no sense. You're fucking up. You're like in a, you know, it's like a cancer that God of that whole situation is inflicted with, lying to themselves. If you're there to protect, or if you're there to fight on behalf of Iraqis, you take a position to demand all the money that's been taken through this Iraq Development Fund be returned. You can't, Bush can't take, as he's done, the Bush regime can't put their hands in these bank accounts and pay themselves whatever, you know, unbidded for contracts to Halliburton, for whatever, who the cares? Americans, they don't have it together. There's not a man among them. But I don't know. Theater's interesting things. We get ideas from different people. Like, there's people I've heard speak that have just, like, refocused my world in a different kind of way, and it's like a new universe almost. You know, there are things that are so. And especially with the 9/11 thing. It's the White House's position now, of course, that they had this plan. But what's important for me to state, and you to remember, is the White House, after being questioned on whether these documents were legitimate, that came from Condoleezza Rice's office. These top secret documents were taken out by a true patriot and then sent to Jim Mikulski at MSNBC. But when asked whether these documents were legitimate, the White House states, oh yeah, and they were fully implemented. That's what they said. Is that?
Anyway, yeah, so they're the bad guys, right? The Bushites are the bad guys, the thieves, right? So us pro-Iraqis that would raise a gun to defend our nation would defend it firstly from those who publicly confess, as all the documents do attest, and nobody's gonna say different. I mean, they're there to steal all the Iraqi wealth for Bush and his neocon buddies, right? All private assets are all, pardon me, the public assets are now privately held by the Bush demon Antichrist disciples. And Bushite Nazi grunts, the enemies of Iraq, they're too weak intellectually, they're too weak physically. They can't even get their minds together to hunt down those we know who are responsible for the torturing of innocent people. You know, they're too weak to go after those terrorists, so what are they trying to bring upon our humanity then? What's their purpose? What are you doing there?
Anyway, we of the free world are now making some demands. Firstly, Bush, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice, Cheney, and Myers need to be arrested for treason for committing the crimes of 9/11 back in New York City. Okay, those who disagree with that in the military as your commander are traitors, guilty of mutiny, and you have my okay to kill them. Okay, so we're going after those who committed 9/11. General Ahmad, of course, needs to be arrested also. The Bush mob cabal and their supporters come to the surface as like the poison of our system. But Tenet has just recently come out, and it gets crazier and crazier. But hang on to yourself, man. It's always cool. You know, whatever's happening around you, you don't have to lose yourself in other people's madness. But Tenet has come forward just recently, and he said, you know, he is not so sure of this investigative journalism idea. He doesn't think free exchange of facts across the internet is a good idea. You know, he thinks there should be some controls on that, about what can be spoken or written about.
With thought,
Because, of course, he was in meetings also with the General Ahmad, so he needs to be arrested. I mean, when we learned about it, he should have mentioned it, but he didn't. And neither has Porter Goss, who's the new guy of the CIA, and as everybody who's familiar with this storyline is aware, you know, all real CIA officers don't take too kindly to what Goss has been doing, telling us that no longer are intelligence agencies of America committed to protecting America, but instead will follow the dictates of the demon Antichrist and support whatever mindless positions he puts forward as excuses to murder the innocent and steal our money. In the case of Halliburton, I mean, Halliburton, there's so many people that work for the corporation. I mean, there can't all be criminals, but those who are responsible for tendering these contracts need to be arrested. Okay, that's not democracy and that's not freedom, okay? You don't get to take the money and say you don't have to give any of it back to any cause at all. And why are Americans paying? Only for lack of communication. So Alawi needs to be arrested, and so does that Dowd guy. And there's probably quite a few others there that have been part of criminal conspiracies in the last year or so, and, you know, people can help me on that to find who also there needs to be arrested. But Alawi needs to be arrested for first-degree murders. Samara, Fallujah, you know, Samara, it's irrational to bomb the city. There's no rational justification. You're only getting more American soldiers killed for no better good. You're only putting them in harm's way to be the bad guys so Bush and the neocon God-haters can profit off that criminal enterprise. It's against the American Constitution, and it's against the rights of every free person breathing. You know, purposefully, with criminal intent, targeting the innocent, as they've done now in Fallujah, is a crime against us all innocent people, all the people in China. I'm speaking to you, Russia, my comrades, you know, all you people in Australia, everywhere else on the face of this planet, we all got to arise and defend ourselves against these enemies of us all. They target the innocent. They call them insurgents, terrorists, but what are they doing? Get real. You know, they forbade 15 to 50-year-olds from leaving the city, send them back in, so they would murder them, for, you know, only to anger all of us. They're threatening these Bushite Nazi commanders. And you got to remember, it's not every soldier. They're all practically mindless, because you've got to be a bit of a disciple of the Antichrist to stick around victimizing those you know to be innocent, to steal their money from for Bush and the neocons, who, when you get injured, are going to leave to die in the gutter. And that's what a Bushite existence is. It's mindless. It's parasitic. It's stupid. They're just fucking dumb fucks. True dumb fucks. They only, they're two-word vocabulary, fuck shit. And a couple syllables in between, but a commitment or an understanding to the American Constitution, the Bill of Rights in particular, or, you know, the Declaration of Independence, even the history behind that, forget it. You know, they're not committed to the principles that the American flag represents, and that's why they wear it in reverse. Ask any one of them, why don't you join Johnny and hunt down those who, according to the Oregon military services, were torturing innocent families, including children? Why don't you join me in hunting those guys down? You know, with evidence, of course, and trying them and executing them publicly. Like, we want to do the Bush, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza in Times Square, but maybe we can get these torturers in the center of Baghdad. And I'm telling you, my American brothers and sisters, you want freedom for yourselves to get out of this quagmire? Those are the things you need to do. We need to convict these torturers. We need to convict Alawi and Dowd specifically for Samara. The evidence is without. You know, you look at it, you see what happened. In Afghanistan, Tommy Franks was running, you know, death squads. We don't want to know that the Taliban were running girls' schools or that women worked at the newspapers. They didn't have to wear burqas. You know, you don't want to get into those details because it requires insight, intelligence, understanding, communication. You have to be aware of what's going on. The Bushite enemies, the Taliban just appeared September 12th. There's no past history of them totally, practically eradicating the entire heroin industry of this world, and being in the final last peace talks with the remaining factions in peace talks. You know, but Bushite, they don't want you to know those things, eh? So things have got to change for the better. And the first thing we do is, as I say, we arrest those responsible for 9/11. We got to kick Art Bell off his show. We hear Americans trying to get through that show, and he cuts them off every chance he gets. He censors his calls before he even puts them on, and then he pretends he's not doing that. Like, how evil deceived is that? How far did he think he was going to get away with that? Where is he? Man, if you can't get it this far, where are you ever going to go? But God bless you, and God bless America by killing Bush Jr. The world could be a great place. There is a potential heaven on the horizon if you can just muster enough energy to support my cause, which is our cause, which is the freedom for all individuals to be treated justly under a rule of law where all, including myself, are found equal.